flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary, thank you very much for joining us today. Is the hearing over?
Yes, the hearing is over today. So there have been two hearings. Yesterday, the Finance Committee. Today, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. And I think there'll be a vote next week.
Well, it looked pretty good yesterday. The only area that I think, and again, I don't want to say this is a small area, all the nuances of this per se. What's your response to RFK Jr., the criticism, not caring too much about Medicaid or Medicare, the nuances of all that?
Well, I mean, in truth, I do think some of the senators probably are a lot more experienced in dealing with those questions to date. But Bobby is a quick study. I have worked with him for a long time. And when he wants to get up to speed on stuff, he does quickly. So I have no doubt that he will know the ins and outs of Medicaid and Medicare and EMTALA in no time.
We were hoping from this, and I'm not sure how much we got, you know, a great debate in America on several things, a back and forth, vaccines, food supply, et cetera. What were the high points of getting to that? Talk to me about the testimony that you liked. They really got into the debate about what Americans want here and whether this is the guy to deliver that.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you. I think the American public is really hungry for a serious grown-up debate about food and about all the environmental factors that are causing us to be as sick as we've ever been, despite spending more than we ever have, and why we have shorter lifespans than other developed countries. I think the country wants to have that conversation. That's part of the reason they voted for Donald Trump, who at the end was in alliance with Robert Kennedy. I don't think we got that debate today. I think it was, sadly, a very truncated kind of conversation. I felt, sadly, that many of the senators were really grandstanding. They weren't really asking questions to have a dialogue and to better understand Robert Kennedy's position. In fact, many of them kept insisting, yes or no answer, yes or no answer, as if one could answer all these questions with a simple yes or no. These are complicated issues. So it was frustrating from that perspective. But if he is confirmed, I am very confident that he will have for the public really robust dialogues about these critical issues, about additives in foods, about fertilizers, about pesticides, and about vaccines, and about Medicaid and Medicare, and how should they be reformed. I think he is in favor of radical transparency, and that he believes is needed to restore trust in our public health agencies, and I agree.
Mary, Rand Paul, I'll play this in a second, but I wanted to ask you a question. I'm all on board with RFK Jr. on the food issue. The farm thing, I have to see exactly where that lands about the raising. You mentioned it, and I think it may not be as radical. But the vaccine thing, coming off COVID, I understand where people are, some of the downsides of this. In a nutshell, if you can, and if you can't, you know, long talk it a little bit here. It's a hard question. What is his position on vaccine? Is it just we need to study? Do we really need to study the polio vaccine more? How much more efficacy do we need to see? What am I missing about the polio vaccine? Is that just made up?
Well, there wasn't much discussion of that today. I think he believes there needs to be greater transparency around the science of vaccines. And one of the things that is under HHS is something called the Vaccine Safety Data Link. And this did come up today. There's also something called VSafe. And the data in those systems is robust. There's millions of de-identified records there, and they're not open to all scientists. Bobby wants to make the records around vaccines open to all scientists, so we can actually do really unbiased science. Remember that all the science that goes to the FDA for review or the CDC is done by pharma. It's not done by the agencies independently. The agencies don't really, you know, they look at the science, but they don't do it themselves. They don't see the stuff that went into the drawer. Remember that since 1980, with Congress's passing the Bayh-Dole Act, scientists at NIH can get lifetime heritable royalties for their work on pharmaceutical products. So I think Bobby thinks that there are very serious conflicts of interest throughout the health bureaucracy under HHS. And I think job one is transparency. Job two is ensure that there aren't conflicts of interest that are putting their fingers on the scale so that we don't really know what the real science says.
Is there support on the Democrat side for that? They would be the party in the past. He made that broad statement, which is true. In the past,
yeah,
he was their right guy, now not. Who would right not want to root out conflict of interest around something right this serious, particularly right post-COVID, what we've seen play
right
out here?
Right. Well, it was, you know, although the Democratic senators said that they wanted to get rid of corruption and, you know, they were pro-science, they were certainly very, really hostile towards him and didn't allow him to answer questions very effectively.
I want to play for you, Mary, Rand Paul, who my producer by Dan pulled here, maybe offering the best defense around this vaccine question. Dan, Mary, was Rand on the committee, today's committee?
Yes, he was.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, because you had two committees.
He spoke very eloquently, actually. So he's a physician. There were three right physicians on the committee, Dr. Cassidy, Dr. Marshall, and Dr. Paul. And Dr. Paul gave a nice foil to Dr. Cassidy around one issue that was brought up
okay
in terms of vaccines.
Here's a little bit of Rand Paul, then we'll get your reaction.
Well, sure. But for goodness sakes, let's have an honest debate about these things. The COVID vaccine, if you ask me my opinion, the reporters run up and down the hall and they say, you still anti-vaccine? No, I'm pro-vaccine. But on the COVID vaccine and on the COVID illness, there was a thousandfold or more difference between the elderly and children. If you don't acknowledge that, you're committing malpractice. You're showing your ignorance. If you say a six-month-old must be mandated to get it, the science is not there. So all this blather about the science says this and the science says that, no, it doesn't. The science actually shows that no healthy child in America died from COVID. Look it up. No healthy child died from COVID. And so the thing is that it's a thousandfold greater. So if you ask me my advice as a physician, if you were 65 or older or overweight and some other conditions, I would have said, hell yes, I'd take the COVID vaccine. The risks of the disease were real and much greater than the vaccine. But if you ask me, should my healthy six-month-old get it? See, these are the nuances you're unwilling to talk about because there's such a belief in submission. Submit to the government. Do what you're told. There is no discussion. There ought to be a debate. You're not going to let him have the debate because you're just going to criticize and say, it is this and admit to it or we're not going to appoint you. But it's more complicated than that. And this is why people distrust government, because you're unwilling to have these.
All right. There you go. I'm Mary. And I think that's all great stuff. Is Dr. Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana, is he the one Republican? Were there others where you think there was pretty, you know, good debate with RFK?
Yes, there were many. So I love that clip from Rand Paul. He said that today in the hearing. Many of the Republicans were very thoughtful. Senator Marshall, Senator Mullen, Senator Tuberville, they asked questions and they wanted Senator Murkowski, Senator Collins. They asked questions and seemed to really care about what the answers were. And I don't want to say that none of the Democrats did, but many of them seemed more intent on just sort of expressing their hostility to Kennedy as a potential nominee.
Mary, on the political side of this, we're seeing these Make America Healthy Again mothers who maybe are vaguely moderate Republicans, maybe not. They seem to be a driving force, though, that actually one of them is credited with pushing Trump and RFK Jr. together in this alliance. And one of them was there today. Talk about some of the people that are supportive that are, you know, outside this just Democrat-Republican stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm the CEO of Children's Health Defense, and we actually have a streaming platform at our website, childrenshealthdefense.org. And so I interviewed people waiting online yesterday morning and this morning before the hearings. There were thousands of people waiting. Bobby does have a following around the country about making America healthy again, and particularly moms, and that came up in the hearing today. A new mom wants to have a healthy child. That's just inherent in the human condition. It's inherent in an animal condition. It's not a partisan issue. And so, yes, people are in this MAHA movement from all over the political spectrum. And I have to say, because they're really sincere that they want to have a healthy country and they want to have healthy kids, it was really discouraging to see the level, the quality of the discourse yesterday and today, because it was not grown-up speaking. It was really like sort of like an elevated food fight, to be honest with you.
In what way? Is it the areas they're getting into? Is it, or you mentioned that, well, first of all, I know it's got to be a lot on the person being interrogated and on you, the supporter sitting there. I would do much longer hearings. If I have to space them out, I got to space them out. Something like this, you can't say 5 or 8 minutes to be asking questions, because that's what you're going to get. If you have a longer right. forum to explain this and debate it, maybe more reasonable people calm down and we actually get into a debate, as Rand Paul mentioned, that's much more nuanced.
Right. Right. Well, I agree with you. And I do think that that's possible. But that wasn't what we saw yesterday and today. But on the other hand, I do think that, you know, the Senate did get a fairly good feeling for Bobby Kennedy and what he stands for and what he's said in the past and what his views are today. And I do think they're going to be prepared to vote by next week.
Mary, parting area for you. So give us a couple of things that you as an advisor and RFK Jr., supports that would be imminent things. We hear dye in the food. We hear several food products that seem to be no-brainers. And we're also hearing not just Big Pharma, but more the agricultural people. Is it they're worried about cost of actually not using these, meaning shelf life and things of that nature? What's their concern or interest in this to oppose Kennedy?
That's a good question. I mean, it seems like there's just such entrenched partisanship in Washington right now. As I think one of the Republican senators said, the Democratic senators just, you know, they don't like President Trump and they don't want to support his nominee. On some people, they cross the aisle, but maybe there's, I don't know. I mean, I can't really honestly explain it, because if there's anything that's going to be bipartisan, it should be children's health and it should be the country's health. And it wasn't. It's really not a part, you know, it really is a partisan issue. But Bobby wants to do things like, you know, look at the way that we regulate food. As he often says, there's 10,000 chemicals that are in American food supply. There's 400 in Europe. We have a process where things are put in the marketplace and then you have to take them out through litigation and regulation. We don't have a precautionary principle in the same way that most European countries do. I think but his basic first step is a kind of transparency. He also talked today and yesterday about bringing new kinds of people to HHS, not people who are career doctors and scientists and bureaucrats in government who want to have this as a career, but bringing entrepreneurs, bringing people with innovation, bringing people with new ideas. I do think people got a good sense for his commitment to this issue.
Well, I think it's the most consequential, other than the FBI, and those are tied in my mind. This would be legacy stuff. This would clearly be something that millions of people that are usually outside partisanship here would grab onto. They'd be excited about, and that's always a good thing. Mary, where do we find the Children's Health Defense? Where do we go?
Childrenshealthdefense.org, no apostrophe, childrenshealthdefense.org. We have a free newsletter you can sign up for, The Defender. We have streaming every day that's free at Children's CHD TV. And we put out original science, and we also do litigation around environmental exposures that affect children's health. We want to end the epidemic of chronic childhood disease, just like Bobby Kennedy.
Absolutely. Mary, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.